Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimal levels of health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the Healthy Alternatives shows. Now, my guest this week, who we're going to be talking to in a little bit, is Steve Ulscher. Steve is America's reinvention expert. He's a successful entrepreneur and has applied his street smarts and business acumen and communication skills to a wide range of businesses. He's the co-star of the groundbreaking film The Keepers of the Key with Jack Canfield, John Gray, and Marcy Shimoff. He's founder of the Reinvention Workshop. We're going to be looking at reinventing yourself in this day and age, what you can do about it with all the difficulties people are having. We're going to look at that and talk about that with Steve as to how you can look at changing things. Now, every week at the beginning of the show, I like to talk to you about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. This week, what I want to talk about is the American Dietetic Association. Now, the American Dietetic Association should be involved with looking at healthy diets and nutritional things we should be doing. Well, doesn't quite work out that way. The funding that the ADA receives is from groups like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, from General Mills and Kellogg's, from candy makers Hershey's and Mars and Unilever, from Abbott Labs from the drug side. And so they're getting lots and lots of money. As a matter of fact, about $1 million a year in payments from just the pharmaceutical companies. We don't know how much these other companies are paying because the ADA won't say how much they're receiving from these companies and their industry associations. So the ADA, it turns out, if you go look on their website as to what they're defining as food and nutritional information you can trust, it's got sugar that they're promoting, fluoride, artificial colors, is all being safe for kids. Now, there was an internal ADA document that was discovered that actually discussed going about eliminating competition in the field of nutrition. And what they're looking at is taking existing legal and regulatory regulations and making the ADA the only ones who can be talking about nutrition, because they view it as competition to have holistic nutritionists, naturopathic physicians, nurses, pharmacists, chiropractors, athletic trainers talking about nutrition. Now, the credentialing arm of the ADA actually offers continuing professional education courses that are sponsored by Coca-Cola. What do you think they're going to be promoting? Now, there are a growing number of registered dietitians, dietetic students, ADA members themselves, doctors, all kinds of folks who are starting to say that this is not right, that they're severely damaging the organization's independence and credibility by having all these companies be funding the ADA. They've actually formed a website and an organization called reallyeatright.org, and it's to help registered dietitians stand up and take back their profession from the junk food companies. So go take a look at reallyeatright.org so you can see an option to the ADA. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do a monthly e-newsletter that you can locate at teplitz.com, click the home button, and you can sign up there. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's new discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. This is a different approach because what I want to talk about is Senator Dick Durbin had, and this was under an issue area several shows ago, about Dick Durbin had introduced the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act, which would have increased supplement labeling regulations. It would have been the first step toward treating supplements as drugs. Fortunately, this was a proposed amendment to the appropriations budget, which was an attempt to get this passed without too much attention, but it got attention anyway. And because of the attention of lots of consumers and health-conscious organizations, it was not put into that final bill. So that's the good news. It did not make the bill. So for the moment anyway, supplements are still safe in this country. Hip, hip, hooray. Before I bring on my guest, Steve Ulsher, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, "These techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too." Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Steve Ulsher. He is America's reinvention expert. He's a successful entrepreneur who has applied his street smarts, business acumen, and communication skills to a wide range of endeavors. He's a co-star of the groundbreaking film The Keeper of the Keys with Jack Canfield, John Gray, and Marcy Shymoff. And he's founder of Reinvention Workshop, host of Reinvention Radio, author of the USA Books News Self-Help Book of the Year that's called Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be. He's been on ABC, Fox TV, more than 200 radio shows. And Steve, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you having me on.
So you have a belief that there's one thing that prevents people from living a life of happiness, fulfillment, and purpose. What is that one thing, Steve?
Well, that one thing is not being clear on what I call your what. And so the question is, what is your what? What is that one thing that your soul is compelled to do? And honestly, and just based on the thousands of people that I've worked with over the years, I can tell you that once you can figure out what your what is, everything, I promise you, will fall into place. You'll be fired up to jump out of bed every day. There won't be enough hours in the day to get done what you've got to do. And things that used to bother you will carry a lot less weight.
How do you start to figure out what you what is? Because a lot of people, you know, are saying to you right now, what?
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's three simple steps that you can take to begin discovering your what. And I would hope that if people want to pursue this further, they'll check out the book and we can talk more about that later. But the three simple steps.
Oh, and the book title, just so people are aware, is
sure.
Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, I do actually give the book away for free. So if your listeners go to journeytoyou.com, they can grab a free copy of the book, and we can talk about why I give it away for free later if you'd like.
Okay, sure.
But let's go over the three quick steps here to beginning down the path here of discovering what your what is. So number one, I really encourage people to give themselves both the time and the permission to discover what their what is. In this instant gratification society of ours, where we're always moving and grooving and trying to get to the next best thing and getting caught up in the shiny objects and this, that, and the other, it's so imperative that we take the time to slow down and really invest in who we are, because there's really only two ways to use your time, Jerry. You can either spend your time or you can invest your time. And without going into too much detail there, it's safe to say that many of us spend far too much time and invest too little time in who we really are and how we're wired to excel. And I do believe that we each have an inherent blueprint that we must heed. And it's already within our DNA to really just honor and heed. Because once you're able to tap into what's already there, that's when life really begins to take on meaning and substance and becomes very fulfilling. Number two, a lot of people just need to get out of denial about what their what is. So many people, I believe, are clear on what their what is, but spend so much time denying themselves and the rest of the world that gift, whether it's through excuses or fear or whatever it might be, or, you know, maybe even trying to impress people you don't really like anyway. We get caught up in this whole state of denial. And I got to tell you, all roads in the state of denial lead you to unhappiness. So you may just have to get out of that state of denial and stop denying your inherent gifts. And number three,
Steve, wait a minute before you go to number three, because
sure.
It's kind of like denial. You might not even be aware you're denying it in the first place, because that's part of what denial is meant to do, is you don't see what's in front of you. Is there a way to get over that concept?
Sure. And from my experience, what I can tell you is that if things keep showing up in your life where someone says something to you on a consistent basis, like, wow, you got a really good sense of style, or wow, you really handled that situation well, or boy, you know, your team always wins, or I don't know, whatever it might be. But if things continually show up in your life, the odds are good that you're tapping into a specific way of being that works to your benefit. And so for many people, it is simply a matter of opening your eyes to the consistencies of success and look for where those successes in your life typically come from or topics that they revolve around. And that will definitely help people begin to create that sense of awareness and get onto that path to freedom, where step number one is creating awareness, and then you can decide what to do with that information. But for many, finding consistent areas of their lives where just things continually show up is a great place to start.
And let's go to number three.
And number three is, you may have to go farther back in your life to begin tapping into what your what is. If you really have no clue today as you sit here, and it's not a matter of you're in denial, you just don't have a clue, you're giving yourself time and permission, you may have to just go farther back in your life to tap into what it is that you're naturally compelled to do. For instance, some people maybe artists. I don't know. Maybe you were a painter when you were younger and you really loved to paint, and your favorite color was blue, and your mama's favorite color was white, and so all of your paint was blue and all of her carpet was white, and one day the two met, and it wasn't like this happy Reese's peanut butter cup type of moment where chocolate meets peanut butter and everybody's happy. You know, that paint met the carpet and you got yelled at, and you figured, hey, art just isn't worth the price of pain, and you buried that aspect of yourself to the nether regions, never to be heard from by anyone, including you, ever again. So you may just have to go farther back in your life to really tap into what it is that you enjoy doing.
So let's now come to current situation, because what's going on there, as we know, in the economy is real crazy for people worried about keeping their jobs. Lots of folks unemployed can't find jobs. Job satisfaction is real low for folks. But what you say is this kind of a situation now holds a, what you label as a big fat silver lining for folks. Mm-hmm. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And Jerry, you can attest to this. More money has actually been made when times are bad than has ever been made when times are good. And this happens for three key reasons. And so kind of take yourself out of the skeptic mindset and just open yourself up to the possibilities here that what I'm saying holds some degree of truth. Because really, this is a big part of the challenge, is to be willing to take on the unknown. And once you can look what you don't know in the eye, you then have a much greater opportunity of taking your life to the next level. And so during the recessionary times like what we have now, three really amazing things happen. Number one, ideas become gold. And I say that because if you've been sitting on the sidelines with an idea that you've really thought, boy, you know, there's a market for this, I can help bring this to fruition, that sort of thing, but you're afraid to do it, the time is now to really consider doing so, because money, believe it or not, is widely available when times are tough. I know that seems counterintuitive, but it's true. Money sits idle on the sidelines when there are not, you know, when there's nothing new going on. And money only makes money when it's invested in something that can provide a solid return. And so whether it's a small bank, and frankly, it's the bank that got us into this mess, and they're getting a lot of pressure to get us out of this mess, or it's an angel investor or institutional money, whatever it might be, funds are actually available for the right ideas. And because there are so few ideas out there, you can negotiate better terms because those dollars are all competing for a limited number of investment opportunities. So that's number one, money. Money is wider, more widely available than you could ever imagine right now. Number two, resources. Whether it be computers or cars or desks or places to open a business, money, resources are just, they're so cheap right now and so plentiful. Like, for instance, there's a storefront area not too far from my office here that's been vacant now for about 5 years. And 5 years ago, they were asking $3,500 a month on that space. Right now, they're trying to get $900 for that same space. And so people are desperate to raise cash, to cut good deals, et cetera, just so they can get money in the door. So resources are huge right now. And then number three, labor. People that used to make, you know, $100,000, $150,000 a year, I mean, whether they were worth that amount to begin with, yeah, that's a different story. But those same people are now, well, looking for opportunities. Maybe they'll take a $40,000 or $50,000 job, or maybe they'll partner with you if you have a good idea. So it's imperative.
Or they may be unemployed and just will take anything.
Or unemployed will take anything. And then they're just sitting on the sidelines with all this knowledge and capability. And they're just looking for the right person to partner with. So it's really an opportunistic time to get that, as they say, the heavy lifting in place. So that when things do pick back up, you can hit the ground running. And you'll already be in motion while everyone else is just getting started.
So what we're going to do is run into a break now, and I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with my guest Steve Olscher and continue talking about reinventing yourself in just a moment. What I'd like to talk to you about is a new book that I just released a couple of weeks ago called Switched On Networking: Balance Your Brain for Networking Success, that I did with my co-author Donna Fisher. In every chapter, Donna does the technique side of networking, and at the end of every chapter, I do the brain rewiring part. So as you're reading Donna's material, if you have a little voice going, I can't do that, no way, by the end of the chapter, you'll be able to switch yourself on by using the process that I have in each chapter. This is a book that you can also get special gifts by going on to a special website I've created that I have gifts from friends of mine who are speakers and authors. All you have to do is go to switchedonnetworking.com. That's switchedonnetworking.com to take advantage of these offers. So my guest today is Steve Ulscher. He is America's reinvention expert. He's a successful entrepreneur, and he's applied his street smarts, business acumen, communication skills to a wide range of endeavors. He's co-star of the groundbreaking film The Keeper of the Keys with Jack Canfield, John Gray, Marcy Shimoff. He's author of the USA Book News Self-Help Book of the Year, Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be. You can actually get a free copy of that by going to his website, journeytoyou.com. So, Steve, you're known as I was saying in the introduction, America's reinvention expert. What exactly does it mean to reinvent yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those terms that seems to be gaining in popularity now, especially when Burger King, you know, talks about reinventing the hamburger and that sort of thing. So it's an interesting term that in my way of thinking, really as it applies to an individual, it's about discovering and pursuing and becoming who you inherently are. It's not about changing who you are. It's about becoming who you are.
Now, you were talking in the first half of the show about finding your what. Can you give people some examples of folks who have discovered their what and how it's changed not only them, but how it's affected others as well?
Absolutely. So there's countless examples of people who have pursued their what that we all know, the Dr. Martin Luther Kings and the Mother Teresas and the Gandhis, etc. But there are other people who have discovered their what and really are making an inordinate difference in so many lives. And for some, it's a monumental shift where you're heading down one path and you completely head down a different fork in the road. Like you and I, Jerry, we have a mutual friend, Dr. Joe Amoya. I mean, Dr. Joe's a perfect example of someone who made that monumental shift. I mean, 180 degrees. He was a trained chiropractor and just doing amazing things with people and practicing chiropractic and just helping people physically. But what he became clear on is that he really has a love and an affinity for helping people find the mate of their dreams, really someone that they are just absolutely compatible with and help people find love. And so in that case, he went from being a chiropractor to being what he's now known as, which is the smarter dating coach. And that's a 180-degree shift. Another example is
except one piece there. He's still a healer. He's healing in a different way.
there you go. Yeah, so there you go. He's still a healer. Very good. And then there was another woman. So this is a woman that I work with. She came through the reinvention workshop. And she was a nurse for 35 years or so when she took the workshop. And she really, as speaking of healing, she's a teacher and a healer. That's just inherently who she is. But she kind of always felt like there was a piece missing from what it was that she was really compelled to do. And she just felt a wee bit empty. And so I helped her in the workshop figure out that she is really most compelled to help the underprivileged elderly. And so what she began doing is making that shift to apply her nursing and teaching and healing skills to that specific subset of the population. And that in turn has made all the difference. So that was a more subtle but very crucial shift. And she is helping so many now in ways that she never dreamed possible. So sometimes it's a 180-degree shift, Jerry, and other times it's more subtle.
So your book, Journey to You, again, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be, what motivated you to write the book in the first place?
Yeah, it's an interesting story because I'm a lifelong entrepreneur, and I've had companies involved in various industries, from nightclubs and music and catalogs and .coms and real estate. I mean, you name it. If I could try to scrape together a couple quarters and make a dollar, that's just how I'm inherently wired there. So it's always been part of
my... So actually, Steve, you're an example of multiple what's.
Well, at that point I was, but what I became clear on about 5 years ago was, well, I was with my stepfather, who was very much a father to me, and he was on his deathbed at the time, very, very ill, and we were holding hands, and I actually had a vision of my funeral, and not his funeral, but my funeral, because he can no longer communicate verbally, but I think that he spoke to me through that physical connection, because I had a vision of my own funeral, and as I was lying there in that damp, dark casket being lowered into the earth, I could actually hear the words being spoken graveside, which were, "Here lies Steve Olscher. He dedicated his life to chasing the almighty dollar." And that's all that was said. And it hit me really hard because it became clear at once that my life was of meaning to me and those closest to me, but really no one else. And I've always had sort of this nagging, kind of tugging in my collar type feeling that I was meant and made to do something extraordinary, but I just couldn't quite identify what it was. But what I did know, what my stepfather was making very clear, is that the path that I had chosen was not empowering me to create the type of legacy that I wanted to leave. And so I literally the next day began shifting my work focus and putting pen to paper to share the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts that had worked so well for me in my life with others. And where that was headed, Jerry, I didn't know. But I knew that I had to start putting pen to paper. And 26 months later, the book was released. And since that time, I've created the Reinvention Workshop and Reinvention Radio. And I speak to people all over the country. And it's taken this incredible journey here that I never had any idea would happen until I took that first step. And so really, it was the impetus of being with my stepfather and becoming clear that I had made my life all about things. And I'm really a people person, and that's something that I had to honor, or I was heading down a very difficult, shall we say, unfulfilling path.
So, Steve, let's get real now in that we've got folks who are listeners who got a regular job, and they've got bills to pay and family to take care of. And so they can't simply say, hey, you know, this what that I had back when I was a kid, I'm going to stop everything and do that. How do they go about doing this without taking risk that they view as totally unacceptable?
Yeah, and I appreciate the question. So number one, don't quit your day job. I mean, that's the reality. Let someone else fund your process of transition. Anyone who tells you to do what you love and the money will follow, you need to run as quickly as you can away because, I mean, they have no grasp on reality whatsoever. Reality is we all have mouths to feed. We all have bills to pay. And so you need to keep that day job. But what you have to remember is that there are a lot of hours in the day, and you can begin your process of transition right now. And it doesn't mean that you just up and quit that job. It just means that you start looking at your life as a recipe mixture. And right now, 100 parts of your income is derived from what it is that you don't want to do, and 0 parts is derived from what you do. So as soon as you take that first step, and as soon as a little bit of income starts to come in from what it is that you're compelled to do, well, then that recipe mixture starts to shift. So now maybe it's 99 parts what you don't want to do and 1 part what you do. And at some point, you'll hit that fork in the road where you can say, okay, it's 70-30 now or 80-20 or 90-10 or whatever it needs to be for you where you can make that full-on transition, make that full-on shift. But ultimately, yeah, I mean, you've got to take this with some sense of reality in check here and recognize that just because you determine yourself to be interested in a particular topic, it doesn't make you an expert by any stretch in that topic. You've got a lot of work to do.
So start slowly is what I'm hearing you say and really get comfortable and build yourself up to it as opposed to leaping off the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at least get a bungee cord if you're going to make the jump.
Right. Now, your book has been honored by USA Book News as the best self-help book of the year. Why do you think in these times it's been so well received?
Well, it's an interesting journey for me. I mean, I know the book is called Journey to You, but it's really been an interesting journey because, frankly, I had no clue when I finished this book that it would be as well received as it's been. But I think that people connect with the book because I'm, as you can tell, Jerry, kind of a no-holds-barred, straightforward kind of guy. And the book is written in that manner. And it's not a fluffy, go live in a cave for 6 months and meditate type of approach. I mean, it's grounded in reality. But at the same token, it's not just a what-to-do book. It's a very specific how-to-do-it book. And when I looked at what was out there in the market, and as I started to refine this book, it became very clear that so many people were out there suggesting that this is what you need to do and this, that, and the other, but didn't provide practical tools and exercises and a guide to take you along the process of teaching you specifically how to do it. And that's what I sought to accomplish with Journey to You. And as a first-time author, I mean, you know, you can only hope to get a little bit of recognition, but to be recognized on that level, it's really humbling.
So for those listeners who want to get a free copy of Steve's book, go to his website, journeytoyou.com. If you want to learn more about Steve, he's got his own website, Steve Olsher, and Olsher is Olsher, steveolsher.com, and you can learn more about him there. Steve, thanks for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Absolutely, Doc. I appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome. My guest next week is going to be Catherine Darity. Catherine, in 1995, became ill with flu-like symptoms after the Christmas holidays. She got worse and worse, and she actually had a 7-minute near-death experience that actually resulted in a spiritual awakening and really a complete transformation in her life. The after effects of this near-death experience, including things like visions, prophecy, channeled information, downloads, she could even smell the fragrance of roses. And because of this, she became not only a psychic, a healer, an herbalist, and a spiritual mentor. And we're going to be talking to her about healing and herbs and her near-death experience. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.